So, are we ready to go to Balticon?
Well, actually, that was last week.
No. Last week was the Potter Powwow. This week is Balticon.
No, actually, it's the geeks who drink tonight at the Irish Pub.
You're dreaming, mate. That's tomorrow night.
No. What do you mean I'm dreaming? My memory is like a steel trap.
A rusty one.
This week.
Guys! Guys!
What?
Why don't you just check out the Nerd Out app?
What's the Nerd Out app?
If you're looking to connect with local dungeon crawls, movie marathons, or trivia nights in your corner of the world, then you need the Nerd Out app. The Nerd Out app is your mobile planner for science fiction conventions, gaming events, film festivals, and even special museum exhibits geared for the geek in you. And if you want to catch the latest news on what's happening or coming soon to your current location, swing by nerdoutapp.com, where we feature upcoming events, convention reviews, and more. And just like the blog, the Nerd Out app is free. Stay in the know on where to get your geek on with the Nerd Out app, available for iOS and Android. Welcome to The Shared Desk, episode 75. We're recording
live from the Cifwin Nebula Awards.
Now, I don't think you need to talk that loud.
I'm not going to talk. That's my radio voice.
No, that's your I'm loud voice.
I can have an I'm loud
voice. Yes, you can. So yeah, we're here at the Cifwin right now, and this is T
and Pip,
and we're joined by one of our favorite people because she blogs about our books. Mystery guests, go ahead and sign in.
This is Melissa. From My World in Words and Pages.
And she's joined by a friend, so friend, feel free to chime in.
I'm Heather. Hi.
She's waving.
Which doesn't really work for an audio podcast, but that's okay.
But it's there. It's implied.
It's implied, yeah. Now, I'm giving GarageBand for the iPad a serious go because I have no idea how long it will let me record.
Yeah. So if it suddenly cuts out.
That will tell us. Yeah. We'll start over again. So you guys just got here, right?
Yes.
And you live in your locals to the area, so.
So Confluence is like your home. Is like your home con, right?
Yes.
All right. Sweet. So how would you compare Confluence to something like this? I mean, granted, you've only probably been here for what, 10 minutes?
Yes, exactly.
Just long enough to judge how it is.
Does Confluence have nitrogen ice cream? That's the first question.
No, but they have beer tasting.
Okay.
We had a beer tasting last night.
We've actually had quite a bit of heavy beer activity.
Yeah.
Katie Brisky did her history of beer talk, which is always
her history of beer talk.
Even though she starts off at the beginning saying no samples.
But you know where the bar is. That's what she says.
But then last night there was a beer and cider tasting, which was very interesting. It was good beer too, right? Well,
I was not feeling good at all, and because I discovered something about Pittsburgh cuisine that I think is now sort of this blanket rule that I have when it comes to eating. If it's ever served in a bucket, then do not eat it.
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a high fancy Marriott hotel. If they come out with a polished silver bucket and they pour out your meal, I'm just going to be like, take it away.
There was an inordinate amount of Cheese Whiz involved.
Yeah.
So maybe you can... Was Cheese Whiz created in Pennsylvania? Or is it like a...
Everyone just eats really bad food.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Lots of cheese.
Everything has french fries on it.
Yeah. This was waffle fries. There was brisket thrown in there.
And like, then they smothered it in Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, they smothered it in Cheese Whiz. And I was just like, my body was saying, just keep eating.
He ate the whole thing.
And my stomach was like, T, knock it off.
Okay, but the question is, I know your stomach didn't like it, but did you?
I think it's a bit like, okay. I describe it like watching the movie Van Helsing. I love the movie Van Helsing. I know I shouldn't because it's a pretty cheesetastic, schlocky kind of movie.
but I couldn't stop watching. I'm just like, this movie is goofy as hell, but I absolutely adore it. It's Wolverine chewing the scenery. I mean, you can't beat that, you know?
But it didn't make you sick.
It did not make me sick. It did not make me sick. That is one thing you can say about...
But we have heard that Pittsburgh is a big foodie town, and that we might venture down to by the river where the cultural strip something is down there.
The cultural strip. We got to make sure that that
not
is...
Not just the strip.
It's not just the strip. It is the cultural strip. So that's that's just
we're
one
looking
thing.
We're looking to see a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, but, we want to see some of Pittsburgh. I actually have I have a panel at 2:30 tomorrow. She's free all day, so she will probably just
run
just go. Yeah, she'll probably just run amok and go gallivanting about. But well, look, if you guys want to do a lap, go ahead and do a lap. We're just gonna sit here and riff because
this is our first nebula. We've never been to a nebula awards, even when it was in D.C.
Yeah, it was in Washington D.C. and we missed it. We weren't able to get in.
Yeah,
so there you go.
By the time we went to like, oh, maybe we should do that, it was like a week out and all the tickets had gone. So, you know,
I have never been down for a nebula. This is the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so packed full of several people, and the panels have been well attended.
Yeah, very well attended.
Approaching, and we've got a recording device, just so you know.
We're just riffing.
I thought you're supposed to assume you're always being recorded.
Well, this is true. This is probably the second place we're being recorded.
Yeah, pretty much.
You hear that, NSA?
I'd love to have my program.
Well, is there a place where you're having people sign, or?
Well, you want program now?
Go have a look.
Yes. By your program item?
Oh, by my program item. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. There's how to handle being orphaned. I think I did something before that. Pronoun, new frontier. Book design, imposter syndrome. That's Friday's programming. Flash talks. Basics,
that's
Kickstarter.
That's some good programming.
Yeah, some really good programming.
And I
got
to say, the panels are well
Pleasure,
attended as well.
Office Hours, Jeff Digital. I can't even find my stuff. Ah, there's one. Other careers for writers.
Everybody's here to learn something. And
seriously, really good.
And Pip, I will find for you.
I needed stuff on Saturday, but I did it on Saturday.
Podcasting, how the heck would you do this?
I had to moderate
that one.
It was quite an event. Moderating.
Make sure you get Katie Brisky to autograph her programming item.
Beer.
Fantasy and beer.
Yes.
Fantasy and beer. That was a good one.
All right. So we...
we're still going. That's a good sign.
So we got... I had a really good panel about audiobook production that was... What was... That's my favorite panel so far.
My audiobook production?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all the panels have been good, but I learned something on that one as well.
What did you learn?
I learned about... There's a website. I cannot remember it. I'll have to ask Mary. Robinette. Kowal.
Kowal. Kowal.
That's how you say it, Kowal.
All right.
And you can go in there, and there will be people who are talking. Like, if you don't know how to pronounce a word, you will have a New Zealander saying, "Woo!"
Really?
And, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's true.
Is this Jay how you say?
No, it's like...
Because I know I've used that one before.
We can
it's
ask.
It's called How You Say or J How You Say.
I didn't have a pen to write it down, so I completely forgot. But
and now you have a pen. You have a pen in your
hand. When we see Mary again, we will ask her.
She's wandering around, I'm pretty sure.
So it was very interesting. I've noticed a lot of people from escape pods here.
Yeah. There's a lot of escape artists. I think someone from Podcastle is here.
Some editors.
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic, I think.
And it was very interesting. The other thing was all about the contracts of audiobook production, which were... I could have done with that, like... 7 years ago would have been nice. Yeah, yeah. Basically, the thing was keep the audio rights. If you have to give them up, if the publisher insists, then make sure there is a limit. Like if they don't exercise those rights within a year, then you get them back.
You get them back.
Because otherwise, you're in a situation like I am with Geist.
With Geist.
I have to wait until I get the whole series back.
Yeah. So it's kind of a catch-22. You want it to stop selling so that you can sell it in audio.
Yeah, I don't really want to be in that. However, you know, it's been out 7 years, the first book, so...
It's hard to believe that it's been 7 years since you started
and it's,
this.
And it's earned out. All the books have earned out. It's been published in German. I did hear that apparently you got to watch because some audiobook companies will buy the book rights, but then never exercise them, which is another. But at least you're getting paid in that respect.
Well, it's like getting optioned. You know, like your works get optioned, and the production doesn't go anywhere, but you're still collecting a paycheck.
But it's a little bit worse than that because you can earn new readers because there are people who just listen to audiobooks.
That's true. That's true.
So you're losing that. Yeah.
You're losing that window of opportunity.
Yeah.
But I mean. You know, the good news is, though, is that at least you can say with that series, the whole thing's earned out, we're done, but then you have to sort of wait to find out whether or not Ace will say, you know what, we've taken the series its course, we're done, here are the rights back, and then you've got to
I'm just basically waiting them out until I can get there.
It's a waiting game.
And then, you know, also, once you get the whole series back, you can do things like... Boxed sets.
Yeah, box sets.
And that sort of thing. The only sad thing is I wouldn't be able to use any Jason Chan cover art. That does hurt on a physical level.
But you know...
I had a good run.
You had a good run. And the good news is we can always tap the amazing Starla Hutchton.
That's true.
And see if she can make you
I've already got ideas. I know you do. What about your panels?
Let's see. The first panel I did was a panel on. It was called. Good jobs for writers.
And that was an interesting panel.
It was a little. It was a bit more involved, a bit more fascinating than I thought.
You were like,
I was like, okay, I'm not sure why I was on here. And so I was on there. I was on the panel with a tech writer, a journalist and photographer, and a journalist and a. And a professional speaker, and then there was a computer analyst. There was me, the social media professional, and the paralegal.
Yes.
And
it was interesting. It was interesting to see how people merge their balance. How you manage it.
How you manage two careers, basically.
Yeah. So
how you manage the career of being an author while also managing the career of your day job, and saying, you know, yeah, we're writers, but we're also trying to pay the bills.
Yeah. So that was your first panel yesterday. What did you have today?
And then today I had the podcasting panel and cheap pen. Along with the podcasting panel, did I have any other panels? No, I did not. The only other panel I had, or the only other thing I had to do today, was sit down with Apple iBooks.
Yes.
With you. And we now have a standing invitation to visit the mothership in Cupertino.
Now, I bet T. Morris that is worth your entire price of admission.
I must admit, I think that
we host authors all the time. Yes. Yes, I could see it in your eyes. Yes.
I was like, go on.
Well, I have a feeling that when we fly back to New Zealand for Christmas, we will be flying through SFO rather than LAX.
And staying a day or two, just a little extra day or
just
two.
Just to enjoy that apple smell.
Just enjoy that apple smell.
You just want to know what it smells like in
that
there.
That fresh apple smell.
I bet they've got wonderful fruit salads
fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I want to know if we can like get a sneak peek at anything coming down the pipe.
They were cagey about telling us when things are going to be updated and all of that.
I bet you anything, though, that... It would probably be like when we went to Hobbiton when they were filming The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Right before. So, yes, we would love for you to come and visit us, Cupertino.
You'll
just have to sign this NDA. Then we go in there, and what do you know? They're working on Ava from the movie Ex Machina, you know?
The thing I found fascinating was that Apple is making a big effort to connect with authors and make themselves easier to work with than Amazon.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because
noticed
Amazon that. Is the big fish, but also they have some things that are a little draconian and authors complain about, and so it's nice to see that Amazon has heard that, and they're like, Apple.
You've been doing that
Too many A's. But Apple has said, okay, so I can see that Amazon is the big fish, but we can come in and we can be more flexible.
Yeah, you made a complaint about Amazon, and Kristen, I believe, was her name.
Yes.
Kristen said, yeah, we won't do that. I mean, just out of the box. We won't do that.
Well, particularly, I found interesting, if you are an indie author and you want to make use of the pre-order, you know, when you're an indie author, you can set, you know, if things go awry, you should be able to adjust, because that's one of the benefits of being an indie, is that you can adjust your release date. But Amazon, if you go and set that release date and then like 2 months later say, oh, I want to push it out a little bit or make any adjustment to it, they're like, you can do that, but for a whole year you cannot do pre-order, which is, and there's no, that's just how it is. And whereas Apple apparently is going to be a little bit more loosey-goosey, you know, they can do a pre-order a year out. They will allow you to shift and move it. And
they'll also allow you to have the numbers.
Yes.
You get all the numbers from the pre-order.
So,
and then on the first day, it's like, okay, not only are you getting the first day orders, but you're also getting the pre-orders as well. That's pretty impressive. They made a good first impression.
They did.
Apple.
And they
kept asking you, well, when was the last time you worked with our software? When was the last time you worked with our software?
It was at least 18 months, 2 years
yeah.
ago.
And they're all saying, oh, yeah, you need to try it again.
So I will go and download it, try a new version, and see what they have to offer, because it's... I personally prefer to work directly with a platform rather than using Smashwords, although I love Smashwords and I love that it covers all the little tiny ones that you wouldn't really want to bother creating an account with. But if Apple makes it easier, I will absolutely switch over, and so
The thing is, Kindles are great. I mean, Kindles are great devices, and I love their app, but I enjoy the interface with Apple iBooks. I enjoyed that interface a little more.
It's prettier.
It's definitely prettier. And just the ability of when you turn a page, you actually see a physical page turn.
Yeah.
It's the little details like that that make it truly Apple and make it a more all well-rounded experience. That's all right. No.
You haven't got... Okay.
Because right now Pip is just getting the shot.
I have a great selfie
and
take.
The person that's getting the shot.
Hold on, get one more for Sophie.
The young woman in the middle has got this fantastic dress.
I love your dress.
We would kill for this. I would kill for that dress.
Is that like
I want a blazer. I want a lounge shirt. No, I want a lounge shirt in that pattern. Get out. Okay, so let me quickly describe for the podcast.
It's like ray guns.
It's basically just ray guns and like Twilight Zone doors over it with the star background. It's very retro. I freaking love it. Pink and greens. This is great. It's called Soup Puss.
Soup Puss.
Soup Puss. It's called Soup Puss, and it's got a like skull and crossbones.
Of course,
it's from Seattle. I would have said Portland, but...
I'm Katie Ruby Miller. Nice to meet you.
Hi, MT. I'm Pip. Hello.
This is our podcast, and we're just... This is what you call the this is, we're just going to release this episode and just say, this is the Slice of Life podcast, baby. So, yeah.
I'm
going to
get pictures of you guys.
Well, come on around. And, come around here since you're talking.
He's a very good selfie taker.
So go ahead and introduce yourself
again.
Hi, I'm Heidi Ruby Miller. I am the writer of the Ambassadora series. You have to get a book plug in.
Have you got a website?
Oh, here.
Yes,
here,
do.
Take my seat.
I just booted him right out, didn't I?
He goes like that. He's just kidding.
You're way cuter to look at than me. Come on, what are you talking about?
Yes, my website is...
Before you plug yourself, he's
going to add a little podcast.
I got to add a little zhuzh.
A little zhuzh.
Okay.
All right, so your website is...
www.heidiRubyMiller.com.
Okay.
There you go. She got the bell.
Yay.
Go.
Yes, it's like
okay.
Now, is this your first Nebulous?
It is, actually. And I'm actually at the Penn Writers Conference that is just, like, on the other side of the city right now.
They got two writers' conferences?
Yes.
Wow, there are competing writers' conferences.
There are. Ooh. So we're here. Just the signing right now, but no, Pittsburgh is wonderful. As a matter of fact, I teach at Seton Hill University in their MFA in Writing Popular Fiction program.
So what is the other committee?
Penn Writers is a statewide writing organization. It's not just science fiction, it's all types of writing.
Oh, okay,
yes.
So it's the Pennsylvania something, right? Penn?
Yes, Penn is in this. Penn writers. So they kind of made this okay. little poor Penn toad out of it.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So what do you? So have you had a chance? So you're not. You haven't spoken here. You're just showing up.
No,
for the,
just
the
showing
signing.
Up for the signing tonight because I already had made commitments. But what,
did you manage to grab some of the nitrogen ice cream though?
I did not. No.
Oh.
I know. That's what everybody
some
was talking
about.
There.
Some good stuff.
Now I feel like I missed out.
But what about at the other festival? Yeah, did you speak on anything?
Today I just did a two-hour workshop on, in case the Tonight Show calls, being in front of camera and
very nice.
Authors need to know that stuff.
They absolutely do, yeah.
Well, right now you're doing great because you probably just came here just to crash. And now here you are, you're pulled onto a random podcast.
By the way, this podcast is called The Shared Desk, and we do like a writer's riff on things.
And you find that podcast where, honey?
TheShareDesk.com.
There you go. Okay.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I love it.
So T wrote Podcasting for Dummies. So we've been doing a lot of Audible stuff about Audible books and podcasting.
And the other thing is, we're here because we're a couple of steampunk authors, and what we bring to the table is that we've also won awards for the companion podcast to the series that we do.
Oh, that is awesome.
And so
that's
synergy,
man. You get it all.
Yeah, yeah. We've been podcasting, back in the days of when you had two, if you had a podcast with two tin cans and a wire, and if you wanted to syndicate a podcast, someone tied
their
wire.
Yeah.
And then boom, you're syndicated. But that's an entirely different story altogether. So, So along with doing the workshop, what else do you do? I mean, do you podcast as well, or do you just...
My husband and I do a YouTube channel together.
Oh, really?
Yes. Small Space, Big Life.
Small Space, Big Life. Hold on. tell me you're in one of those... Are you in one of those tiny houses?
Not that tiny. Well, we're 980 square feet.
Okay, that's
yeah, still pretty
Do you have
small.
Five cats or 20 dogs?
Just one little kitty named Francesca.
Okay, that's...
You should ding Francesca.
we're cat lovers, so yeah. There you go.
There we go, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so, and you said again that it was small space, big life.
Yes.
Now, if you don't want me to ask, what does your husband do?
Oh, he is a high school teacher at Uniontown Area High School. Yes. Kids will love that, all of his
All right.
Yes, and he also is adjunct at Seton Hill, where I work as well.
Okay.
And he also writes. That's him actually right there.
Oh, okay.
That's his backside.
Got it.
Very fun.
Well,
okay.
I tell you what, if no one says it to him, thank you, because we should be thanking teachers. They're keeping the world together, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But good on him.
Larry Connolly, he also does some podcasts every once in a while.
What's that?
Yes, Larry Connolly. Could you also do some podcasts every once in a while?
Well, I think weren't you on? You weren't sitting in on our podcast panel, were you?
I was there.
That's
yes,
what I thought so.
There we go.
He also was a mentor at Seton Hill.
So oh my goodness!
Yes, a mentor at Seton
Hill. Oh yeah, I was there.
Yes.
I got the picture show.
It is a very small world, really, isn't it?
I've got some podcasts up on my website.
Yeah,
I
know.
I use the same Lipson.
You use Lipson.
So what would be the website address for that?
Yeah, what's the website for that?
LawrenceConnolly.com. That's CONNOLLY. Ding.
Well, you already got to remember. It's the .com. You got to say .com. It's got to be tmorris.com. Unless you have a cat.
Then
if you have a cat,
dinks.
Then we give the cat a ding.
So did you learn anything about anything at all?
Yeah, I mean, this must have been like, if you're already on Libsyn,
yeah,
you're already podcasting.
You already knew all that.
You're just like, I'm here to show you guys up. Oh, wait, I don't think I can. I think I'll just sit here and go for the ride.
Well, you guys, that was one of the best panels I've seen. That was really entertaining. I learned, actually, the one thing I don't do is I'm not regular with my postings,
Yeah.
So it's tough for people.
I have quite a bit of stuff on my website, and some of it's linking to other sites because I did the interview today with Hour of the Wolf, and I've done live readings.
So you're syndicating stuff
at KGB and various things. So some of them are links to other sites, but some of the stuff I have up on Libsyn. And I was doing a story night, and I was trying to get Heidi to come down for it. You never made it down, did you?
No.
At a pub about 10 miles from here, and we were, for about a year and a half, I was doing a story night gig where I was, so I was posting the stories that we recorded at that
night. Alicia, that's yeah. brilliant. That's, and if you're doing
that's
it in front of a live audience,
yeah. that's my
that's
pub.
Even better. Oh my God, if I could do a pubcast, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I think it is.
That's like that. Well, believe me, there's pubcasts. You got barcasts. You've got carcasts, yeah. where you basically take the portable recorder, hang it off of your rearview mirror, and then you record as you.
Oh my gosh.
And then you just get home. You get home. You download the file. You upload it. Boom, and you're done.
Well, I'm glad the panel was.
I'm really glad you liked the panel, Lauren. Seriously. Great. Since you're doing it, that makes me feel good. But yeah, the consistency is that's usually what turns people off to podcasting, because they realize they have to be consistent with the content. But if you're not producing it, they'll
wander off and find somebody else.
Yeah.
If you're not doing it every month, you're still paying the lip sync bill.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
so you're wasting
true.
Money as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Too much stuff up there now. I'm not about to back away from it.
There you go.
I have the $7. Which is the $5 program with a meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you ever get back into it, you know, you can always reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to answer your questions. But get back into it.
Have you given them a card?
Yep, what? Oh.
Yep. I think I do. Do I?
Do they get a card?
If not, you want a second.
This is in case people actually want photographs and don't have something.
There you go. That's right. We've been signing
the
program.
Enjoyable is that panel.
That was a very clever idea, though.
Clean in the kitchen.
We have these things sitting on.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
It's like, okay, let's spread these out.
That's a good idea.
These are autograph cards?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay, so pretty.
Oh, that's great. So just to describe this for the podcast, the Nebulas have given us a card that says Mass Autographing Event, Pittsburgh Marriott Center, May 20th, 2017. Awesome
space for signing.
Yeah, space for signing, and underneath the space is awesome professional signs here.
I also like the design.
I do like the design they've done for this.
The watercolor of the sort of the Pittsburgh skyline. So, yeah, I mean, I've been impressed. For a writers' conference, I wasn't expecting there to be so many people attending the panels, if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
But I think I discovered that there's a lot of people here who are not published. They're finding their way.
They're
in the
associate
industry.
Members of CIFLA, or they're looking
CIFLA
to get that. And then we got people like Jen over there, who is a
now she's gonna get pulled
who's a stone coaster. I did that on purpose. Jen, you want to come around? You can go ahead and get on mic. Hold on, I'm gonna give you a seat. Come on in here.
So you, Jen is a
stone coaster.
Now, did you graduate at the same time as Katie Brisky, or
no? 6 months later.
But you mingled with her.
Yeah.
Okay, and so because we've asked Katie about Stone Coast, mm-hmm. Was Stone Coast everything you expected to be, or
more?
It was more. That's always good.
Yeah.
And what's your genre that you're going into? What's the goal? The young writer.
You're a fellow
yeah,
punk.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's in our wheelhouse, y'all.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, cranky, rusty wheelhouse to be in.
It's a beautiful, yeah.
So is that your goal, to be a steampunk novelist or short stories, or what are you?
Well, I've got some short stories that I've published, and none of those have been steampunk.
Yeah.
Sadly. Well,
that's
actually,
okay.
That's not true. I got The Tragic Tale of King Lear's Wonders in the Omnibus, Dr. Bill Shakes, a couple years ago. So that was fun. I've got a fantasy comedy and Mothership Zeta. I got one coming out from Escape Pod. And
it does seem that Stone Coast seems successful at launching young talent into the right direction. We've had a few people that I know of that have been like, ooh, that sounds, because we've talked about it with Katie so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully getting some more awareness, because I didn't even know. I mean, I've heard of Clarion, but not Stone Coast, and now I know all about it.
Oh yeah,
and so it's in Maine, and it's, what do they call it, a low residency?
Yeah, it's a low residency. So you go there for 12 days every 6 months, but we have a really active online community.
Yeah.
So I'm probably talking to a Stone Coaster maybe like every hour of every day.
So it is nice that you, even when you leave, you have a community of
writers. Definitely.
And that's really important, I think, for writers of any experience level. I mean, especially, but especially when you're just starting out, it's like, am I doing this right? Does this suck? You know.
Well, I mean, I'm from Richmond. I'm Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And we had no, to my knowledge, we had no writing. I've been writing since I've been in high school, but yeah. we had nothing. And then...
Let me tell you of the old days.
Yes, let me tell you the old days of wine.
It's a blasted landscape.
But like 30 years later, Pip from New Zealand gets an invitation to be one of the guests at the James River Writers Conference. And Pip's like, what's that, T? And I was like, I don't know. And I come to find out that for the past 5 years, Richmond has this vibrant writing community. And I'm sitting there going, when did that happen?
They do like a monthly meeting where they have like people on stage talking about various different things. What part of the world, America?
Yeah,
are you from?
I'm from Omaha.
Omaha. So what's going on in Omaha as far as writing goes?
There's actually quite a lot. We've got, well, Rainbow Rowell lives there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the person who's doing a lot for the community is Matt Mason, who's a poet. And he started the Nebraska Writers Collective, where he actually employs us and gives us money.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Money going on.
It's super great. Yeah. And he started a story slam there, and Louder Than a Bomb, Great Plains is there. So he's really active, and he brings a lot of really good opportunities for us.
That is fantastic.
Now, is J.R. Dawson going to be your pen name? Mm-hmm. That's what you're going under?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Do you have a website? Are you building the brand?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, what's that website?
It's jrdawson.org.
Okay.
It's a podcasting thing. Just roll with it.
The more you listen to our podcast, the more you'll understand what that
is. It's been interesting to see the associate members or people who are just here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite expecting that. I was thinking, it's just going to be, you know, seasoned pros who are just wandering around, patting each other on the back. But there's actually a lot of learning going on and a lot of support, which is really cool. I find that interesting. Have you been to any panels that you found useful?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you in our podcasting panel.
Yeah, that was great.
Obviously, that was the most useful. But,
one can hope.
But what other panels have you...
Katie's was awesome, obviously.
Oh, beer?
Beer.
The first one I went to was a panel about how to, like... It was like called, like, secret handshakes or something.
Yeah.
And that was actually really awesome to start the conference with. Like, something that I really like about the Nebulas is that if you're a little anxious about going, like, they do a really good job of welcoming you.
Yeah, mentor. They've got a mentoring program. So that, you know, you're not just one. I remember the very first, this was back in the dark ages, in New Zealand, I went to I can't remember what it was called now, but it was basically the New Zealand Writers version of
science. Writers Association.
It was very like that.
The pompous dillweeds.
It was terrible because I went in there and I was a genre writer and they were like, "Ooh, get your filthy genre out of here."
But I feel your cooties coming upon my leg.
It was terrible because I felt like I am completely isolated, and that's actually why I started podcasting. But podcasting my whispers from the edge thing. So it is really encouraging to see a vibrant community of writers. You know, online is cool too, but it's also nice to meet people
and make that connection.
So we're I don't know. Is this what you were expecting from the CIFWA folks?
It's more than I was expecting, which
is
nice.
That's good.
Yeah, just like Stone Ghost. Yeah, no, it's been super great.
Well, it's nice to see. And how many Stone Coasters are actually here?
There are four here. One of them is actually up for a Nebula.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight out of the goat?
Well, she's been out for a couple of years. She wasn't there when I was there. Yeah, she was like the generation before me.
Well, I expect we will be seeing some more Stone Coasters getting some Nebula nominations. I was like, I can see Katie getting up there. So we should interview her as well if we can find her. But all the more steampunk's the better, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jen, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
So
we've been keeping ourselves amused with podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, since we have not been asked to sign any books, we're just going to go on ahead and we're just going to entertain ourselves. That's the best thing you can do.
As long as you've got a microphone, you can keep yourself entertained as much
pretty
as you want.
Pretty much.
Oh,
okay.
Yay!
You can do that.
Go ahead.
You sign one half, I'll sign the other half.
Yeah. Here we go. I love this design. It's really nice as well. there, we feel like we've done something.
There we go. We've accomplished something. Perfect.
If you see Katie, send her over this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We like to give her like to give her a shout out on every podcast, right?
Every podcast we can. So why don't we just go ahead and wrap this up so I can see exactly how much time this incorporates, because I still have no idea. I have no clue how long 640 bars is.
Yeah, well, I think that's at the top there that shows you how far.
Well, that's bar. Then that's beats. I got to figure out how to change that.
We're like 257 beats. Yo.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, I shouldn't.
Anyway,
do that.
This is just a slice of the nebulas.
Hashtag Rider's Life.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag yeah, you got that one. All right, we'll talk to you later. Take it easy. Until next time. Enjoy the ride.
Catch you later. Why am I waving?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's that time when you're asking...
Oh, what's in the box?
Inside the Ark are treasures beyond your wildest aspirations.
Time for a Loot Crate looky-loo on the shared desk.
What's in the fucking box?
You want to see it open as well as I.
All right, so we have a very special Loot Crate looky-loo because... We actually have some special guests. They're remote right now, but they wanted to be here during our reactions. Mystery guests, sign in.
This is the Geek Wolfpack podcast crew, your Wolfpack. I'm Papa Wolf Nick Kelly. With me is Mama Wolf.
Stacia Kelly.
And Thermal Wolf.
Brandon Kelly.
And we are all here because we got the same loot crate, and we cannot wait.
They want to hear you scream.
They want to hear me squeal. I know that this is that the theme. So I know the theme for this month is Guardians.
Oh, what
yes,
could that
there's
be?
A, there's going to be a there's going to be a quick burn and a slow burn. But let me tell you, it's not just for you. It's very much for the other members of your Shared Desk podcast.
All righty then. Well then, let's go ahead. Pip's got the box. We're opening it up.
In.
Here we go.
I'm reaching in. I've got a box.
Just open the box and reach it in.
Oh, it's Q-Fig, Rocket, and Groot.
Oh!
So Guardians. You are not taking that to work.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, we're keeping all the Q-Figs here, but we're definitely not putting this in the prize pack. Groot's sitting there on Rocket's head.
Yeah, there will be nothing that goes into the prize pack, trust me.
Wow. Oh, no. Okay, now this is the Guardians.
He's so freaking cute.
This is from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. This is cool. I don't know which one I like more. All the stuff from Q... You know, honestly, I'm surprised Q-Fig hasn't surpassed Loot Crate. Not Loot Crate. Funko Pops. Because I like the Q-Figs more.
They're a little more expensive.
They're more detailed.
They're more niche.
I mean, the Jessica Jones one is pretty awesome, but this one is my favorite.
Okay.
This one's my favorite.
I'm not looking. I'm just passing them to you.
Okay.
What's that? T-shirt.
All right.
Oh yeah, I claimed this one.
I'm not a fan, nor have I ever seen The Goonies, but this says The Goonies Never Say Die.
Oh, I like that.
All right,
I can have that.
That's Pip's.
Ow!
Yeah, and it's red.
Pip, you and I own those.
Okay, here we go.
So that's it.
Here's something. I don't know
right.
what that is.
What Ken? Is it? It's a set of pencils and a sharpener.
They're colored pencils.
They're colored pencils. Woo, very strange.
And they go with something else that's in the box.
They go with this.
Oh my god! Oh wow. Star Wars coloring book.
Oh, you haven't even hit the pinnacle yet, dude.
Oh wow, this is so cool though.
Okay, here's the pen.
Okay, so which one of the two of you colors in the coloring books? Because you got a challenge.
That might be a bit of both of us. I could see us both.
We
digging
could argue
this.
About that. Okay. Do you
say? Oh wow. Now unfortunately this is not my fandom. But we collect the pins, so we're not going to give this up. But but it's Avatar: The Last Airbender.
That's still pretty
good. Okay, so keep going.
That's pretty slick. Hey, slow your roll. Oh, I see.
Oh no! Trust me.
I see the Destiny logo. A patch set from Destiny. Hang on. I'm trying. I'm opening it.
Do you need help?
They did not make it easy. No, they did make it easy. I'm just special. hang on. Here we go. It slipped out. There it is. Destiny 3 pet. Oh. Wow.
Ooh, nice.
I don't even know what I could wear these on, but I got to figure out what, because these are beautiful. Well, the funny thing is,
I told Papa Wolf he's got to frame them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I should do. I should find a frame. And I should just frame them like this. Just leave them in there because you've got the Destiny crest on one side. That's gorgeous. Oh,
hey,
wow.
T?
Yeah?
Do you have the booklet that explains everything that's in the loot crate for this month?
Yeah.
Is it Soul Puzzle?
I need
puzzle?
You to open that.
Was it that one?
You need me to open this?
I need you to read the booklet about everything that's in the loot crate for this month.
Okay. All right. So remember, if anybody wants to complain that this particular loot crate segment is longer than usual, 703-791-1701.
Oh,
this
is the bit
happy
he
wants, from the tower.
This is the bit he wants you to read.
Oh, this wait, because there are two booklets. There's the one that says "Solve Puzzles, Save the Galaxy."
Nope, the other one.
The other one.
That page that
the
I
the one that tells you about what the loot crate box itself is.
Oh, okay. Oh, what the box is? Hang on, let me see if I can find that.
I just opened it to that exact page.
You've got the Destiny patches. All you need now is your own ghost. No way.
Yeah, the box.
The box. Follow the directions in your crate to turn into one of these three super detailed, screen-accurate ghost designs. We know you'll be painstakingly transforming your crate so that we can't wait for you to share your best Titan, Warlock, or Hunter poses with your new pal, #CrateCraft. But first, before you create your ghost, make sure to search the interior of your crate for #SecretKeysClues. Complete the challenges at lootcrate.com's keys by the deadline to earn bonus loot. See, I haven't done any of the loot crate keys stuff yet.
So your first loot crate, we turned it inside out and we made it into the little alien transport from the movie Aliens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did that
this
one.
This one's way more complex, but we did ours tonight and it's a ghost.
The funny thing is, you actually made a crack about this in Happy Hour from the Tower. Do you remember? We were talking. I was saying the reason why Guardians didn't have maps is because we didn't know how to fold them back into pocket size properly. Yeah. And you said, yeah, you're going to find out that your ghost is actually an origami.
Well, this guess is basically what? Ghost origami.
They listened.
They listened. Loot Crate listened. Oh wow, this is really cool. This is actually quite a good haul. This is quite a good haul.
I will actually shoot you over to our messenger group. I will shoot you a picture of our ghost that we put together tonight.
Oh, sweet.
It was painstaking while we were watching the
what is this we finale of there's no we here.
Oh, that was me. While I was trying to catch up on the season finale from The Flash, but we got the Crucible skin for ours. So
I'm looking at it right now. I'll have this in the show.
Ours is like blue and gold.
Which one did you get?
The blue and gold one. I think that might also be the.
Oh yeah,
that's
the Crucible one.
That might be. Yeah, that's the Crucible one. That's the Crucible ghost. Yeah. Oh wow, that is
cutting
great.
It out is a pain in the butt. Folding it is a pain in the butt. But now at least we have a success model. So it is on Thermal's side of the desk. I went ahead and it even
has a little plaque for it that has Destined. That's what it'll look like when you're done.
That's always good to know.
Yeah, right. So there you go. You got a guide to go with. Nice haul. This is definitely
nothing
a
for the
nice
box.
Haul. No, absolutely not. Especially this Q-Fig. This Q-Fig's staying with us. And I'm liking the idea more and more of framing these because these are beautiful.
I think we're going to frame ours and put them in
the box. So, you know, with Loot Crate, God bless these guys, there's always an opportunity to buy one that you missed.
Yeah.
So then we may have to buy a second one so that we can wear the patches versus just...
There you go.
and then we may have a different color ghost from my side of the studio.
There you
so we'll
go.
See.
There you go. I like that idea. I do like
it. This was a huge home run Loot Crate this month, so I just want to make sure that you had a chance to unbox that, and I didn't know about answering the quiz question, so now we got to go do that.
Yeah, we got to. That was a great haul.
Yes,
that was
I'm
a great
put
haul.
The
from
shirt on. I'm going to put this Goonies shirt on.
You should. And you
right
know
on
what?
My Goonies.
The Nebulas. Oh, hello. Wow.
Inappropriate.
That's what it was. That's the one drop.
Allowed to be inappropriate, but you're allowed to be inappropriate. I'm sorry.
Well, you know,
mansplain that.
Did it.
Yeah, you are mansplaining it now.
I'm
Tony Stark's mansplaining
well so
it. Far.
I'm Starksplaining it is what I'm doing to you.
Well, you know, on Friday, I'm going to be Wonder Woman explaining it to you.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to some Wonder Woman.
We have tickets.
Yes, we do. We got the tickets. We got the tickets. We are so, so stoked.
You're welcome. Shut up.
See, now I'm making up for all the time that I didn't play any drop-ins while we were at the Nebulas. The Nebulas were a lot of fun, though.
They were.
They were really a lot of fun.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was a great time.
And I was expecting it to be a little more. I was expecting to be more like the World Fantasy Conference.
Yes, it was a little more intimate than that.
It was a little more intimate. It was a lot more fun.
Yeah,
because you had a beer panel. Next year I'm just gonna pitch to Mary. I'm gonna pitch the big score.
Why
just
not?
For some fun. Just for some fun. Now, here's the other thing, though. We also had some fun at our day visit to Balticon.
We did.
Yeah.
We got so many hugs.
And I think
I'm surprised we didn't get Concred with so many people.
Yeah, no. We definitely need to. Well, that was because we've already been sick.
That's
right. And our immune system is just
an overdrive. Right
yeah,
now.
It's an overdrive. So I'm thinking next year we're going to budget for Balticon.
Yes,
we're going to budget for Balticon.
Well, we won't be at RT.
Right.
I can't stand Reno. and we won't be at the Nebulas. I think they
Reno
might.
Listeners, if you want to feedback on that, 703-791-1701.
I had a bad experience in Reno, man.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to plan for 2018. We're definitely going to plan for
yeah.
But right now we're in 2017.
So you want to know what we've got coming up?
Well, we've got Awesome Con.
Well, you've got Awesome Con.
I've got Awesome Con in Washington D.C. I'll be doing the big score, as a matter of fact. We were going to try to get a picture with Stan Lee, the great uncle Stan Lee. And then we saw the price tag that came with it, and I was like, "Okay. Picture with Stan Lee." Or a brand new PS Pro.
I know which one you'd get the more time
and
fun out of. So.
You can find out more about what I made the decision on at happyhourfromthetower.com.
Coincidentally, when you're at AwesomeCon, that is the day that we're trying out our very first Book Barbarian.
Ooh.
Well, I'm trying it out for Immortal Progeny.
Oh, nice.
And then later on in September, we're going to be doing it for The Curse of the Silver Pharaoh.
That's great.
So, hey, maybe if we sell $300 worth of Immortal Progeny.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You never know. I've never tried it, so we're going to go
sorry.
And see that.
Sorry, I'm really excited. If I happen to bump into Stan Lee, of course, if I do bump into Stan Lee, I might break him too. But I can't.
He's 92. Don't bump into him.
I can't justify $300 for a photograph.
No. Hey, if we see him from a distance,
and we'll just wave and go, "Thank you for all you do." I'm good.
That's for free.
So, from the 30th of June to July 2nd, we are going to BlurredCon, also in Washington D.C. Now, this one. Nick and I are doing together. Nick Kelly from the earlier segment from Geek Wolf Pack Podcast.
And Happy
and,
Hour from the Tower.
And Happy Hour from the Tower. So Nick and I are going to be doing...
Nuck.
Nuck. Nuck and I are going to be doing our panel. We're pretty excited about this panel. It's How to Be a Better Fan.
Yeah.
And
because you should explain what BlurredCon is.
So BlurredCon stands for Black Nerd.
Yeah.
It's so short
it's,
for Black
so
Nerd.
It, and it's specifically designed for different kinds of groups of people that might not be... Accepted into general nerd culture,
yeah,
right?
This is from their website. The world of geekdom has been burgeoning. See, I can read this now because it got great specs. The world of geekdom has been burgeoning for decades. It's no longer a small universe where only a handful of nerds exist. Geekdom has grown to become more universal. Whether you're into anime, comic books, sci-fi, gaming, or cosplay, there's a con out there for you. Despite the rapid growth of the nerd universe, however, conventions have failed to proportionately represent the expansive minority nerd audience. Fans of all backgrounds and cultures are embracing their inner nerd. This includes people of color, black, Asian, Latino, etc., women, disabled, LGBTQ, and many more types of nerds across the globe. This is where BlurredCon comes in.
Diversity of nerds.
So now here's the thing. Why are two white guys like Nick and me...
Aren't you like...
So, yeah, we're
aren't the rest of the cons for
we're
you?
The token white guys at BlurredCon. No, that's not... That is not... No, that is not what's going on. We actually got this idea from Joe Hogan over at Geektitude. Epic Grays.
Mm-hmm.
He did a wonderful panel. I heard it on Geektitude. Fantastic panel. It was called Being Better Fans.
Uh-huh.
You know, being a better geek. And Nick and I sat down and we said, we should do this for BlurredCon.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping that they're going to put more panelists on this panel as well. But because I don't want it to be two white guys talking about being better fans. But I mean, Nick's got stories about... being shunned by nerddom. I've got stories about being shunned by nerddom.
Uh-huh.
When you're shunned by your fellow geeks, it sucks.
Yeah.
And then you get the diversity. And of course, you know.
So you are going to be talking about, you know, making space, you know, for diverse nerds, right? Not taking up all the air.
No, we're going to be talking about how diversity does matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about people like Charles Connolly from Cosplay Melee.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be talking about Star Trek Discovery.
Uh-huh.
Because when nerds stand up and basically go, they have it's white genocide in Star Trek. Because Michelle Yeoh isn't speaking in an English
accent.
Somebody
doesn't know about Star Trek.
Well, no, I mean, there's a great meme that's going around right now. It's a fantastic meme.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Michelle Yeoh, and it says Star Trek fans upset that Captain is not speaking with an English language English dialect. And then underneath it is Scotty and Chekhov standing next to each other, and I hear Chekhov go, "Should you tell them or should I?" I mean, come on. And when you look at the deck of Star Trek back in the 60s, that was groundbreaking. This is groundbreaking. We not only have two women in command, we've got two women of color.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sorry, I want you to tell Michelle Yeoh you can't be captain, because she will kick your ass seven ways to sun.
But
this
is
a woman who didn't even know how to drive a motorcycle, and she did her own stunt of driving a motorcycle, I think it was onto a moving truck in Super Cop.
I think, you know, she could do anything.
Yes, she can.
I just think that Gene Roddenberry would be super excited to see that.
Yes. Yes, he would be. I think he'd be really excited.
So I think
so
that'll
that's
be
Blurred Con.
So that'll be an interesting con. I want to see the
also in Washington D.C.
Also, it's nice to see some local cons.
Yeah.
Getting some love, considering the one that blew up in
our
face like a couple of years ago. So it's nice to see some.
Check the show archives. You'll see it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then our next event is
July
14th to the 16th. We're going back to Detroit. Motor City Steam Con, run by really good people. Really good time last year. It's going to be a good time this year. So if you're in the Detroit, Michigan area, or if you're, you know, within driving distance of Detroit, Michigan, we'd love to see you.
I wanted to say that one of the things that we did last year, the writer's block, which is a room set aside for the selling, and it's like a writer's salon, which is a really cool idea, is coming back this year.
Oh, great.
So you'll be able to buy new books from us there.
Not Operation Endgame, sadly.
The Curse of the Silver Pharaoh is a book that we have not taken to Detroit.
Which we did premiere at the Writer's Salon last year.
We did.
Yeah,
but we
did.
Didn't have it for sale.
But we will do a premiere of... We'll do a teaser, if you will.
Yes, we'll tease them
from
Operation
Endgame. So that's really about all we've got, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the flashback. Thank you, Mary Robinette Cole, for making us part of the programming. It was a great time. We hope to do it again in 2018. Pip, you got anything to...
No, I'm just excited to get on the road to Detroit again. I'm looking forward to that.
There we go. So until next time, everybody, thanks for listening. Enjoy the ride.
We'll catch you later.
Oh, I almost forgot. The shared desk. Do you know what?
What?
It's protected by a non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. It's like I've never done this before. All right. So until next time, enjoy the ride.
I'll catch you later.